Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't want to say critical, but just, you know, fair.
About honest?
Thank you. I mean, come on. And all I was saying with the Alonso stretch was that it was a direct correlation of the Mets going, you know, losing 10 of 11, and Alonso was, you know, had one ribby and 16 strikeouts. Like, he just looked awful. Hey, he's allowed to have a bad stretch. He's been carrying the team. I understand that. He's allowed to have a bad stretch. And my fear was that Pete is just, he's never been a 300 hitter, so that you worry about him coming back down to the 250, 260 spot. That would be a major fall off, where part of his greatness is what carried the Mets for the majority of the season. But last night, I give him credit because he looked like a good hitter last night, whether it's attacking the first pitch, whatever it may be. But he had three hits overall. Two of them came with two outs, and one was right after Soto screwed up again with guys on base. Now, that's the one thing that's missing from Soto. We've all been waiting for it. You see it in a big spot. All right, two guys on. Mets have a 1-0 lead. Braves are on the ropes here. Here comes big bad Juan Soto. Park one now or hit one in the gap now, drive in a couple of runs. And instead, he pops out. And it's, okay, well, Soto's popped out, and then here comes Alonso with two outs. Boom, base hit. Mets take a 2-0 lead. Again, in the seventh inning, two-out base hit after Soto got a hit. Mm-hmm. Alonso with a two-out base hit, extending the inning for McNeil and allowing McNeil to get that big two-out base hit. Pete Alonso has been the premier run producer for the Mets. So as much as I love Soto and as much as I value Soto and what he does more so than anybody else, Pete Alonso, if he continues this, and the stuff that he said with Evan yesterday I thought was important, like finding what he wanted to be. He mentioned that last year in the postseason, he found something and said, like, that's the player that I want to be. I want to be that type of offensive player where you don't try to do too much and stay within yourself, whatever it may be. I forget his exact words, but basically being a disciplined, focused hitter. And you saw that last night against the Braves. So he hasn't been like that the entire season, certainly not on this losing stretch, getting a little bit away from him, chasing a little bit too much, strikeouts way too much. But last night, I thought Pete had a huge game, not just because he had three hits, but with two outs and driving in runs again, changing the feel of that game.
He did a good job last night. Good to see him. You know, he's been wearing it here. Yeah. A couple of hits for sure. And, you know, listen, anytime, you know, listen, who knows what happens with Volpe, but Volpe hit a 35-40 footer the other day to break his skid. And, you know, maybe that kind of hit can sometimes unlock a player. It doesn't have to be a walk-off. It doesn't have to be, you know, in the middle of a high-leverage situation. But I do think that there are certain hits that provide a little more reinforcement for a hitter, and I think last night that does apply to Pete because they came with two out, as you said.
Yeah.
Well, now, what I find interesting, though, this is why it is very hard to rely on a consistent Pete Alonso. Think about what you just referenced, what he told the boys in the afternoon yesterday about how he discovered an approach last year. He's 29 years old last year.
I know.
He's 30. Now, so I'm not saying that hitters don't evolve. Hell, Aaron Judge was not hitting 330, 320, you know, when he first came up. He was a strikeout machine who was in the 270s, 280s, and he's really refined his approach. And, you know, maybe that, to a degree, can happen to Pete here. But because it has not been a part of his approach from the day he was, you know, came up as a young New York Met, I still fear that in big spots it's going to come and go, and that's not good for the Mets. Why it's a 220, 230, 240 hitter.
I'm not worried about the pressure necessarily, and I don't even know if I would say just against good pitching is that going to be there. I just worry about his mentality. Last night, we saw the confident Pete. One of the reasons why I fell in love with Alonso his rookie year was not just because of the 53 home runs. It was because he was a good hitter. Whatever, 260 or whatever.
Did he 271?
Okay,
or was that the next year?
You know,
I know he had 271 at some point.
Whatever it was, 271. Yeah. For a power hitter, especially in today's day and age, you hit 270, you're doing something right. Hitting the ball the other way, driving in runs. That's the Pete Alonso that we need to see. And maybe that's more what he was talking about. I'm trying to see if we can find the exact cut. It was something that caught my attention with just him talking about what he found last year, and that's the type of player that he wants to be, working on his game. I believe he was the only Met yesterday to take batting practice. I'm not sure why that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but I'm pretty
sure. In the tunnel or on the probably in the tunnel?
I think it was on the field. I think. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure he was the only Met to take batting practice yesterday. Anyway, point is he's working on it. He's aware of it, which I like. You know, I don't want him to be too hard on himself when he's going through a funk because that can also wear on you and lead to more, you know, struggles at the plate. But last night we saw the confident Pete. You have that cut? All right, this is Alonso yesterday at Citi Field on with Evan and Tiki.
Personally, I'm very, very pleased. And I think the biggest thing I'm really the most stoked about is just the consistency. And this is, for me, something that I really worked hard on in the offseason. But once you get into the daily fight, the daily grind of the season, you got to hold on to the discipline, hold on to like the little details in order to keep continuing to compound in good days.
And there was a different one in there. Do we have another one? Well, look, I get you the exact one. But there was one that he referenced specifically saying he wanted to be the player that he was in the postseason a year ago. And even though he had some decent numbers, BT, the last couple of years as far as the power stuff goes, like that's never wavered with Alonso.
Yeah.
You just know it wasn't typical Pete, vintage Pete. He did not have an impact on the season last year, even with his 34 whatever home runs. This year, it's been the exact opposite of it. Where is he going to sit? Is he going to be a 280 hitter this year? Is he going to be a 290 hitter this year? We know the power will be there, but where's he going to be as a hitter? Last night, he was a hitter, and they needed that, especially with two outs. And it's going to be more imperative now than ever because of what's in front of him. Soto's going to be on base. If Soto's not going to get the big hit, at the very least, he's going to be on base. And it's going to be on Alonso as maybe the last line of defense to drive those runners in. And he's done it more than not this year, but he's going to have to continue that if the Mets want to have the ultimate success.
But this is one of the problems with the Mets here. That's why the Mets got to go out and get a big stake, not a little piece. They need a big bat, and I've said that for a while because I don't know the answer to your question. You know, Pete, is he 290? I mean, I don't think that. Is he 285? I don't think that. Does he sink to 220 or 230? I also don't think that. But I just think there's too much that, it's really, I think he's the hardest good player to really pinpoint what he's going to do. You know what Soto's going to do. You know what Lindor's going to do. You know what Judge is going to do. How does anybody?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You sit here with a straight face and like a high degree of confidence and say, oh, there's no doubt Pete's going to do this the rest of the year.
Other than the power.
Yeah, because, no, that's a given. That's always baked into the equation.
Correct.
Of
that's been 53, even with the inconsistencies, like I'm talking 53, 37, 40, 46, 34 homers. You know, he's already got 18. Like, you know that the power is going to be there.
But even the power's diminished a bit. He's only on pace for 36. And yeah. Last year it was a little down.
Well, last 2 years in a row. I mean, well, so you take 35 home runs
every
year.
No question. But I mean, to me, like he was among, there was a point, I mean, he, even with Judge playing, he was probably for a minute or two the most prodigious power, like the prolific power, that easy power. And suddenly, you know, 40-something's kind of gone to the mid-30s. I find that interesting.
Tell me what you make of this. You're into the doubles and those numbers.
Yeah.
He had 30 doubles his rookie year.
Yep.
30 doubles, 53 homers. The next full season, I'm going to pass the pandemic year, of course.
Gotcha.
Next full season, 27 doubles.
Ugh.
27 doubles. Ugh. After that, 21 doubles in 2023.
Oof.
31 doubles a year ago. He's already got 23.
I noticed that. He actually beat me to that. He's on pace for, I want to say, 44, 45 doubles.
Which is by
46, actually, just double it.
Which
yeah.
is by far.
His most. The most. I love it. To me, honestly, Sal.
That's what I'm saying. Does that show he's a better hitter?
Yes. It shows me he's refined his approach. To me, even with 8-9-year-olds, to me, doubles, that is generally a great foreshadow of who you are.
So you'll take fewer homers in
yes.
that
game? Yes. You know why? When you're hitting doubles, now, of course you're going to spray a few down the line, clearly, but when you're hitting doubles, generally you're banging them in the gaps. And when you're banging them in the gaps, you're not just banging them like from a righty hitter perspective. You're not just going left center. To have almost 50 doubles, which he's on pace for, you've got to be splitting the alley in right center. And when you're a righty and you're going to right center, that tells me ball's going deep, you're on it, and you're homed in. I love the doubles.
Right.
To me, it's probably my favorite stat. I mean, not stat, but yeah. My favorite representation or sense of where a hitter is.
Now, if you could lead the league in doubles and have 35 homers, that's what I'm saying. I'll live with 35 homers.
If you're banging 40-something doubles.
Well, with a higher batting average.
Yeah, me too.
That results
no, me
in
too.
A double. And that's where we're at with Alonso. He hit 260 his rookie year,
yeah.
271 in 2022, which was his high watermark. Then, obviously, the inconsistencies, 217, 240 a year ago. He's at 292. His career batting average is 253. So, that's why it's hard to say, what's he going to be, 280? If he does that, he's never done that before.
He hasn't. And listen, and it's a rhetorical question because we're talking about him. Who's been getting banged around the most the last week or so on the Mets? What player?
What do you mean banged around?
You know, like knocked on the radio and just feel, which, but Pete.
Yeah, right? Well, certainly from me. I mean,
no, but I'm saying, but Pete, for the, I mean, Lindor didn't really catch a whole lot of heat for not getting a hit down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been Pete. And oh yeah, by the way, just a little perspective, and I know he had a funk there, and he woke up last night. Pete's hitting 301 in June.
Yeah.
And it's not like 13 at-bats. It's almost 100.
Yeah, it wasn't June that was the problem. It was that stretch. One more. I want to just play that cut before we break here, Dove. You guys have that last cut? I think you have the one about him being a different player. Go ahead.
Mechanically, last year, like looking at the season as a whole, I just wasn't necessarily my best self every single day. And sometimes it's not about really... I don't know. It's like you do all the work, and then like you're so over focused, and like you're too zoomed in, and then once like kind of the playoffs came around, it's like oh, this it just clicked, and then it's like I kind of look back, and it's like okay, I want to be this guy, this version of myself, every single day, because like when I look at the playoffs, it's like wow, that's really in a sense of like who I think I should be, who I think I am as a ball player, and it's like how do we repeat that every single day? So. The workout, the activations, and everything, the cage work, everything is like, how do we keep replicating that? Or in the long, it's a long season, 162
right.
games.
That's good stuff. And the reason why I think that it clicked in the postseason form is because I think he finally came to the realization. He's like, I don't think I'm going to be here, man. And I think we all thought that when he dropped the pop-up in Milwaukee. And then, bang, home run to right field. Devin Williams, boom. I think, four home runs against the Phillies, whatever it was, couple to right field. I think that, we can't quantify this, but I think that he was carrying so much baggage. This is a common thought. And it almost took him to get to a point where he's like, yeah, I guess my Mets career is over. And it freed him up, and it allowed him to just play freely.
However he got there, as long as he's aware of him getting there and what he wants to be as a player and figuring it out. Okay, we talked about that for our show. Hey, this is where we want to be here.
It's about you and I, no question.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a little while, and then you hit a stride, and it's like, this is where we need to sit.
Correct.
And we may lose it on occasion, but this is where we know now that we're here,
yeah.
And we know how to get there. So even if we veer off a little bit.
Which is natural, because we're humans.
We remember how to get back to where you want to be.
Well said.
So him acknowledging that gives me confidence that maybe we can see.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's going to be a 300 hitter.
Yep.
But maybe we can see a different version of Pete Alonso.
There's got to be a roadmap to get back to where you are at your best. And everybody's clock is different. Now, especially whether it's a two-man show or trying to hit a major league pitching. Like, there's different variables. Everybody wants it immediately. But it's a process that I think if you navigate with an open mind and you're open to input, whether it's from a barrel rate or something off the tee to you and I talking to Hoff and Hurls and getting things straight with the show and being as good as we can, you've got to be receptive to that. And one thing about Pete, and I'm sure every major leaguer wants to be good and does tinker to an extent, but Pete to me is a gym rat. There is no doubt. I think once Pete stumbles upon something somewhat positive, he's going to stick with it, and now he kind of knows what to go back to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.